All right.
Okay, so welcome to class 6 of the Sedona Method. So we're going to do some breathing. This is the Soham breathing. So just close your eyes and take a deep breath in and say the word to yourself, so as you breathe in, and then as you breathe out, hum, just in your mind, and breathe in, so, deep breaths, hum, breathe into your abdomen, so, hum, keep going. And let your breaths even out. Keep up with the mantra. And feel your whole body as you're doing this. So you stay in the felt sense. Okay, wrap it up and just keep your eyes closed. We're gonna release on obstacles to health, to having a healthy body. So the main thing to remember is we're not trying to figure anything out. Because we're dealing with the subconscious, and the subconscious is not logical. It's emotional based. And so we're gonna release the emotional blocks that are there, and it might not make sense to you how we're doing it, but just try to go along with it and without trying to figure it out. So think of an advantage to having a healthy body. Does that bring up a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And would you? and when. And what is another advantage to having a healthy body? Does that bring up wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And could you let go of either wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And would you? And when? And think of one more time. Think of another advantage to being healthy, to having a healthy body. Does that bring up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And would you? When? Now think of a disadvantage to having a healthy body. It could be anything, like you don't have to go to work, or maybe you get more attention from people. Whatever comes up for you, it's not logical. So just whatever comes up is fine. Does that bring up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And would you? And when? And think of another disadvantage to having a healthy body. Does that bring up a wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval, or wanting control, or wanting to be safe? And would you? Would you let go of it? And when? Now imagine never ever being able to be healthy again. You've completely lost the ability to have a healthy body. See if there's a contraction in your stomach or your chest. And if so, just open up and let the energy pass through. And more, and more. Just let the energy go through. Imagine never ever being able to have a healthy body again. You can't do it. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. And then open up and let the energy pass through. And more. And more. And more. And could you let go of your entire attachment to having a healthy body? And if you can't say yes 100%, then that means there's an aversion there. And just notice the contraction in your stomach and your chest. And open up and let the energy pass through. And more. And more. Could you let go of your entire attachment to being healthy, to having a healthy body? Notice if there's a contraction in your stomach or your chest. And if there is, just let the energy pass through, open up and just let it flow. And more. And more. And more. Okay, just relax. And now we're going to do aversions to being healthy. So, what do you like about being healthy? Does it bring up a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And what's another good thing about having a healthy body? What do you like about it? Does that bring up a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? Imagine always having a healthy body. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest, and if so, that means you have a subconscious aversion to it. So just let that be there. And then let the energy pass through. Just let the energy flow through you, through your body, and release it. And more. And more. And more. Imagine always being healthy, always having a healthy body. See if that brings up a contraction in your stomach or your chest. And just open up and let the energy pass through. Just let it come up and allow it to release. And could you let go of your entire aversion to having a healthy body? If you can't say yes completely, then there's a blockage somewhere for that. So just feel any contraction in your stomach or chest and open up and let the energy pass through. Just relax and let the energy pass through. And more. And more. And more. And what do you get out of being ill, of having an ill body? What's the payoff for you to not be healthy, to not have a healthy body? Does that bring up a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? What do you get? What's the payoff for you? What do you get out of having illness in the body? Just whatever comes to mind. Doesn't have to be sensible, probably won't be. Does that bring up a wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And would you? And when would you let go of it? And what did you get out of being anxious or depressed or being sick? What's the payoff for that? What is something that you like about that? If anything. Does that bring up wanting approval or wanting control or wanting to be safe? And can you let go of either wanting approval, wanting control, or wanting to be safe? Would you? And when? Okay, relax and take a deep breath. Let go of any tension. Take another deep breath. Release any tension. One more time. And slowly open your eyes and come back into the room. So, how did that go for you guys? Any questions?
Went terrible for me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I didn't manage to find sense in any of the questions, except the last one.
Okay.
All the ones around the exercise, I don't get it. I don't get where... What is the point? I don't get it.
Okay.
Because I cannot even fit them in those three categories. And then I think it's even the process of thinking to try to see a possibility with no sense, like you said, I don't find the time for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because it's just going too fast.
Yeah.
And then I get lost in the process of trying to go after your words and your proposal of activity.
Yeah.
So I ended up giving up.
Yeah. Okay.
But still, I was observing the questions and it didn't make any sense to me. Like, why would... I'm tired, so at the moment I cannot even really remember, but why would I... Why would I not want to be healthy and have a healthy body?
So, at the beginning I said, don't try to make sense of it.
Yeah, but...
So, there's a reason for that.
Without finding sense in it, I can't.
So, there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
So, okay. The questions... because if you're trying to figure it out as you're going, it's not going to work. Because then you're spending your energy trying to figure it out, and then you're in your head.
Yeah, but that I feel like it's a lie if I'm answering to something, just to answer, just to push it. I feel it's
right.
Not true, so
yeah.
I don't feel good. I don't feel good with myself in putting those even thoughts in my mind if I don't find them to be true.
Right, I understand. So they're all just questions, that's it. They're not statements. They're just asking you these questions, and the questions are designed to bring up an emotional response that is unconscious. That's why it's not a thinking process, and that's why if you try to figure it out as you go along, it's not going to work.
Can we read one? I mean, I don't know if you guys want to do that. I would read one and try to what you're saying to see how would that possibly happen, because maybe I'm just tired and I'm not seeing it. Okay.
So what is an advantage to having a healthy body?
What is an advantage?
Mm-hmm.
I can think of many.
Sorry?
I can think of many.
Okay, think of one.
Of many advantages. Yeah, I did.
Okay. So does that bring up a wanting approval?
No.
A wanting control?
No.
A wanting to be safe?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. So then can you let go of that wanting to be safe?
No. Why would I do that? Sorry.
Okay, so again, it's not logical.
It's so funny that you're stuck here, because it's really funny.
I feel like I'm really stuck.
It's not logical.
The first time I feel really stuck.
Because I was like that before. I say, no.
It's okay. So remember what I said before.
Why would I want to get
remember
rid
what
of
I said
that?
Before? Like, wanting
yeah.
means lack. Wanting equals lack. Right? Wanting is fear-based. It's you lack something, therefore you want it. You lack it because you fear that there's you're missing something, right? So you want it. So if you let go of wanting, you move into having. Once we let go of this desire, then we move into the state of having, and then that makes everything work for us, right? Because if we're constantly in want, we're constantly keeping whatever we want at bay, right? If we feel like we have it, then it will manifest for us, and also we'll feel better because we're not in lack. We're in abundance, right? So that's the distinction. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it did occur to me that, but I, you know, it's still part of the process that is a bit hard for me.
Yeah. So I think once you hear this a few times, if you decide to continue with it, it will you'll get more comfortable with it, and then you'll realize, oh, this is just triggering stuff that's unconscious in me, and then it's bringing it up. And then when it does that, instead of just trying to think about the causes of illness and the emotions, it's very difficult to do that, because then we have to start digging, and we don't really know how to dig for that. These questions are designed to just pull those up to the surface. So when you imagine never ever having to have a healthy body, ever being able to have a healthy body again, that brings up all of this attachment to having a healthy body. Attachment is desire. So if you desire to have a healthy body, then you're keeping it at bay. There's an obstacle there. It's an emotional block, because there's a desire there. There's a lack. You feel a subconscious lack that you're not healthy, or
so that you shouldn't. Don't want it. If you want it, it means you don't have it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Desire equals lack. Yeah. Right. So it's hard at first to make sense of this, and so just try not to
make sense of it.
Right, okay. So it can be difficult to wrap your head around it, but
I mean, I was similar to you. I couldn't put them into categories, because it was not easy to put them in categories.
If I could, they all went into safe, feeling safe. My one is at least.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's say I had an attachment to illness that went back to my childhood, because when I was sick, my mother would pay attention to me and I wouldn't have to go to school. So I developed an emotional attachment around being sick, and therefore I would get sick more often. It wasn't a conscious thing. I wasn't trying to get sick. It just happened because that's what I liked. I didn't want to go to school, and that's how it really was for me, actually. I never wanted to go to school. So being sick was like, I got to watch TV. I got to have my mom feed me whatever I wanted. And then when I got into high school, my girlfriend would come over and take care of me. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the best. Like, I don't have to do homework because I don't have to go to school. Like, all this stuff. So then, you know, suddenly, like 20 or 30 years later, I realize I have an emotional attachment to having a body that's not healthy, you know? And then that can trigger illness, right? So that's what I mean about it's not logical. The subconscious is not logical. So you don't have to...
Even in those questions, I was trying to look for this possibility, you know, like to look for something like that.
Yeah.
And the only, you know, the questions to me were so obvious, you know, like that... completely the opposite of that, you know. I was not thinking about... I cannot... When we put the question about if I want to be ill or whatever, you know, my thing is immediately like, no way, done with that. Like,
that's fine.
Like, just I cannot even go deeper on the questions and surf that wave because it doesn't. Yeah, that's it. It doesn't make sense to me. Anyway.
Okay. So yeah, don't try to make sense of it.
I'll listen to the questions.
And if it brings something up, great. And if it doesn't, don't worry about it.
No, the thing is that all the others made total sense to me. This one particularly. Why the hell?
Right.
Anyway.
So yeah, it's. I didn't understand it at first either. Just, you know.
This one particularly.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I did it like three or four times and then I realized, okay. Oh, like actually these are just triggering things, emotions in me like, to come up. And then I think you'll just get used to it if you try it more. That's it. So
even the not wanting and the lack.
Yeah. It's a bit of a mind. Yeah. A little crazy on your thinking process. Okay, so I'm gonna do a recording for this and put it on the webpage, and then I'm also gonna do it for wealth, but we don't have to do that today. If you guys want to do that in class at some point, just let me know. But it's the same process, health and wealth. You can do it in the same way. So I'm going to put both of those audios up on the webpage. Okay. And now I want to do some more illogical stuff. Some self-inquiry, which is not... It's not really logical, but just try to bear with me on this. So the thing about self-inquiry is, as I said last time, not to get stuck in your head. It's not about trying to figure anything out. Okay? We all want to try to figure it out, and I was the same way. I always wanted to try to figure out how the emotions work and how self-inquiry works and how meditation works and all this stuff. And that never really helped. It's counterproductive to try to figure it out. However, you know, I'm not saying you shouldn't try to figure it out or try to keep yourself from figuring it out. Just let your mind do, but just don't focus on that. So if the mind wants to figure it out, that's fine. But just don't, it's just not about focusing on the intellect or strategy or technique. It's about accessing a deeper part of ourselves. Okay. So let's just do this. We're gonna practice discerning between thought sense and felt sense and awareness. So everybody go into your thought sense right now. Just think about something. Okay, so now you're thinking. Now let go of your thoughts and feel the body. Okay, now you're in your felt sense. You let go of the thoughts, and now you're in the felt sense. And now let go of the body and go into awareness. So just be aware. You can be aware of the body. Just notice that you're aware. Say, I am aware that I exist. Okay, that's your awareness. Now go back to the felt sense of the body. Feel the body. Okay, and now go back to your thought sense. Think a thought. Now go back to your felt sense. Feel the body. And now become aware of the body. Just notice that you are aware. And you can even let go of the body and just move into complete awareness. Just being the witness. Just notice that you are aware. You can say, I am. Or you could say the question, am I aware? Okay, so open your eyes. So can anyone not feel the difference between those three ways of being? Is it pretty obvious? Yeah? Okay. All right, so the sun, that ball of fire in the sky, does that belong to you? Or do you belong to it? Yes or no?
Which one?
The sun. It
belong in the sense of property.
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. Okay. The moon, does that belong to you?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you belong to it?
No.
Okay. All right.
All the same.
Yeah.
Sorry?
Ultimately, we're all the same.
Right. But, I mean, does it feel like you belong to it?
When,
or does it belong to you?
Well,
do you feel like you own it?
No.
Okay, there's no ownership. That's what I'm saying. There's no ownership there.
There's no ownership.
Okay. Okay, so you have ownership of the earth. Do you own the earth?
No.
Does the earth own you?
No.
Okay.
I'm part of it, but it doesn't own me.
Okay. All right. But you own a part of it, right?
My body.
Sorry?
The land.
Yeah. But you're going to have to give that up, so you don't really own the land.
I don't feel
you're
like...
You're kind of borrowing it, right?
Yeah, taking care of it.
So you have a house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you don't really own that because you're going to have to give that up eventually too, right?
On the laws of Earth and the society, we do fucking own it.
I do own it, but I feel like I'm, you know, taking care of it.
Yeah, until someone wants to sue you, and then you will use the idea of ownership.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. Sure.
But ultimately, if you really owned it,
ultimately,
if you really owned it, you know, it would always be yours. But it's not always going to be yours.
No.
So,
no, because I'm going to die and it's going to be my kids or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, the earth element. Well, let's just make that part of the earth. So, the fire. Do you own fire?
No.
Do you have claim ownership over fire? The element of fire?
No.
Okay. What about water?
No.
Okay. Water also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about air?
No.
Okay. No ownership over air?
No.
Okay, what about ether?
No.
space.
No.
Do you own space at all?
No.
Okay, so you don't own space.
I stopped answering and I'm just like,
no, okay. No. It's gonna go somewhere.
Yeah,
I promise. Yeah. It's gonna go somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the body made up of?
Mainly water.
Sorry?
Mainly metals and mainly water.
Okay, right. Right. So that's
space. Also some space.
Ether. All the elements, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the elements. Right.
I was gonna say, do you own water? Only the one that's in my body. I almost said it.
Yeah, I own the space in my body. And the meter around it, by the way.
Yeah.
Kinda.
So, okay, so then do you own your body? If you don't own all those elements, and your body is made up of all those elements, do you own your body?
That's not how it goes, isn't it? You're it. You don't own it. You are it.
Are you your body?
I am.
You are?
I am.
Wow, okay. Interesting.
What you mean, could someone claim your body?
I'm messing with him.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. So you actually don't own your body. You're just having an experience of the body.
Mm.
Like you're having an experience of your house or the land that you live on, or the earth, or all the elements, or the sun or the moon. You're just having an experience of all these things, but you don't own them because they're not permanent. You're gonna have to give them up at some point. And also because they're constantly changing. So, and also you don't own or you don't belong to this sense of I and other. That doesn't belong to you and you don't belong to it. The sense of me and mine, that sense, that relationship, it doesn't belong to you either. And this awareness of the body also doesn't belong to you.
Why? Because
it's an experience that will go.
Of course.
Just like the other. Just like the other one.
I would be someone different.
Sorry?
I would be someone different without my body.
The awareness, the relationship between your awareness and your body is what I'm talking about. Okay. That's going to change.
It's always changing.
Sorry?
It's always changing.
Yeah, exactly.
Because my mind is changing and my body
exactly.
is changing.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, it's all going to go. It's all going to change and it's all going to disappear and turn into something else. So, like this, you can think about what your relationship is to the body. And by that I mean body-mind. And like this you can hopefully more easily let go of your identification with the body. Right? Because if you understand that it doesn't belong to you, that you're just having an experience of it, how does that change things for you?
I still want to take care of it.
Of course, yeah. Right, because you're having an experience of it.
Yeah. No,
but you can take care of things that don't belong to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this is one way of approaching your relationship to the body-mind. Is that it doesn't belong to you and you don't belong to it, but you're having an experience of it. So, any questions about that?
I can live with that.
Okay. Okay, so let me ask you a question then. You close your eyes. Are you It's not an intellectual question, it's a holistic question or an existential question. Are you And just remain in that awareness. And then let go of any thoughts of the past. Don't let the mind touch the past. Just stay in the awareness of this moment. And don't let the mind touch the future. Just stay in the awareness. And don't let your mind touch anything. Don't touch anything. And just relax. Just relax and remain as awareness. And don't touch the past. Just remain as awareness. And don't touch the past. Just relax. Without touching anything. you find yourself going into thoughts, then go back to the body, to your felt sense. Or to the breath. And then go from there, go back into awareness. Into the I am. I am I. Or I am. And remain as awareness. And don't touch the past. And don't touch the past. Just remain as awareness. As beingness. Okay. Slowly open your eyes and come back into the room. Anybody have any questions about that? Or come up with any problems with that? How'd it go? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Was very sneaky in the beginning, but then I was doing that before you suggested. My mind was being very sneaky, thinking about loads of things.
Oh yeah, okay.
But then I was actually doing that before you said it, like breathing and then going back to just being.
Okay.
And then I did it.
Okay.
More easily.
Yeah, okay, great. Right, so if you find that you, if you say any mantra, actually this applies to, but specifically I'm talking about the I am, or I am I, or...
Are you.
Or are you, or...
Is that because you don't want to say who are you?
I'm just asking you. Are you? So if you're asking yourself, you could say, am I?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You could also say it in third person and see if that works for you. I've done that before. It seems to work.
Okay.
Talk to yourself in third person.
like he or she.
Who's she? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who is she? Yeah. Right?
My precious.
So the idea is that sometimes you can get stuck in the mind, in the thinking thought sense with this. So it's just good to be aware of that, because if you do, then that's not, that's counterproductive. It loses the whole point of the process. So just if you do this on your own, just remember to delineate between these three states. And if you get lost, if you find yourself thinking, then just go back to the felt sense and then back to the awareness. The felt sense is like how I talk about the breath as being your anchor. So, and also your barometer for, in case you get spaced out or you start to space out or something, and then you don't realize it. And then you wonder what's going on, and then you just go to the body or to the breath, and that will tell you if you're spacing out or not, because you'll have a clarity or not. You'll be able to perceive the breath very clearly if you're in awareness, but if you're not in awareness, if you're just lost in your head somewhere, then it will be not very clear. It will be cloudy. And so
it was really good to what you said about the three scenarios, let's say, or the three areas of concentration.
Thoughts.
The awareness, the body,
and the thought.
Yeah, and the thoughts, and it's really good to do that, because it confirms what I've been doing in the meditation.
Okay.
And still, I used to stop myself with, am I doing the right way? Sometimes,
right, right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And that annoyed me, but at the same time, it kept on being there.
Yeah.
And this is confirming, yeah, what I've been doing, which is, it's good.
Okay.
It's good.
Okay, great. You know, and I think I said this before, but about the first 5 years of my practice, I was sitting in dullness, and I didn't even know it because
mm-hmm.
no one told me. I was just spacing out. I was just going into a state of dullness.
Mm.
And that's really bad, because you're practicing being more dull. Right? What is that going to do for you? Nothing. It's going to do horrible things for you. So the idea is to be very clear and alert and open. So...
what do you mean you were sitting in dullness?
I would meditate, I would do my meditation practice every day, and I would just sit and kind of go into this sleepy, almost sleepy dullness state. They call it, there's two major obstacles when you're starting out in meditation. One is agitation, where you can't stop thinking. The other is dullness, where either it's dull, like you're falling asleep, or it's dull, there's a dullness, and then there's subtle dullness, and subtle dullness is hard to see that you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of this state of, like, you're kind of like a zombie,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, you're just kind of like hiding from the world, and you're just, you're kind of spaced out, or you have your head in the sand kind of thing.
There's like, a heaviness in that.
There's a heaviness to it.
And even in this,
and you can't feel it. You can't feel anything.
Yeah, but now, like when you were doing that exercise of going, shifting from one to the other, I realized there is a heaviness if you focus just on the body or if you focus just on the thoughts. And if you focus on being aware, it's lighter. There's a lighter
for sure.
Yes.
Feeling.
Right. Yeah.
There's a more like.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I'm more comfortable.
I felt it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's cool to see that.
Yeah.
To see that
good.
Difference.
Great.
And the dullness, yeah. I'm now starting to find that when I'm meditating, I become more, like my brain clears. The fogginess.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
Goes
right.
away more than
right.
and it used to almost make me fall asleep.
Oh right. Okay. Good.
And now, it wakes me up.
Yeah.
Even when I'm doing it at night, and it wakes me up, but not in a stressful way, just in a calm way. But it puts. If anything was happening, I could deal with it. That's my feeling.
Right.
At that time.
When you're awake and you're...
After meditating.
Alert.
After
oh,
meditating,
yeah.
the feeling...
Becomes sort of imperturbable.
Yeah. And clear.
And clear, yeah.
Clean.
Right.
Like not foggy.
Yeah.
Alert.
Yeah. yeah. But not alert in the sense of...
No,
not
hypervigilant.
Yeah. But like, you know, ready. Prepared.
Yeah.
And but at the same time calm, which is really it's really good.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so any other questions? So I recommend going through this audio for what we did tonight and just try it out and see if you like it, and if not, then don't worry about it. No big deal. We'll move on. To...
He's gonna stay stuck in my forever. I need to sort that out. I need to listen 25.
Yeah, I feel like me. I had to figure things out.
What? What's the plan for next week? What was your plan?
Well, for next week,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna do more releasing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't decided which kind of releasing yet, but it'll be another part of the Sedona method for sure. So, yeah, and more self-inquiry practice. So, because the two are, they go hand in hand, they go together. Because naturally releasing emotions leads to the same thing as self-inquiry. And so we're just practicing two things to get to one thing.
Yeah,
And I think that each has its merits. And in my experience, using them both is fantastic. Because they kind of help each other, I think. So, that's my take on it anyway. All right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, see you next week.